Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Farheen Ali, who is an internal medicine provider at Internal Medicine in Bourbonnais. Dr. Ali, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So to get started, just introduce you to our audience a little bit. What brought you into the medical field?
So although it is repetitive, but obviously serving for the people is the main thing. There's no other way we can be in this profession without having this thought. And then I am internal medicine board certified as well as obesity board certified. My specialty is obviously chronic disease management, but then I found out that the major thing which is causing all those chronic diseases are overweight, so obesity. So that is why I focus on that, and that's become my priority now out of all those interests I have.
Okay, yeah, and that's definitely a big concern, and that actually leads right into our topic today. So our topic is focused on obesity. And so sadly, this is a very common health problem in the United States in both adults and children. So as a primary care physician, like you mentioned, you treat and encounter many patients who are overweight. What has the amount and severity of patients, or how has this changed in the last several years, 5 or so years?
So unfortunately, it was always below 40%. It was in 30% ranges, the prevalence of obesity in the United States. It has increased to 42% since 2018. So it has been increasing. We are trying our best to get it down, but it's a lifestyle, it's a cultural mindset and everything which we need to work on. It's not easy to get the number down easy. So it is going to be a very multifactorial task. So
yeah, well, 30%, you said it was under 40 before, and that's even high as 30%. So getting up over that 40 is pretty big jump. So is there a connection between childhood obesity and adult obesity?
There is. So most of the childhood obesity, if the child is obese, they are going to become an adult who has obesity. So they are interconnected.
Okay. And then is there, I mean, I'm sure starting early with your children and making sure that you're making good health conscious and stuff decisions will benefit you as an adult.
Absolutely true.
So, I mean, along with that, I mean, there are several factors and stuff that contribute to this obesity. I mean, starting in childhood or into adult, like what drives somebody becoming obese, I guess?
So the very first time when we give this child a French fries, thinking that you are giving the best food and he's going to love it, it starts from there.
Oh, wow.
The chicken nuggets, French fries, the Slurpee, and you're thinking that you're giving a treat to the child. It starts from there. And then it's a culture is like that, you know. There is no such occasion where you don't have a dessert, the cake, the candies, the Halloween, the birthdays. All those things, festivities are hooked up with so much, you know, strongly with those desserts, which is supposed to be a rare treat, but become almost a treat. Like, you know, we go somewhere to the doctor's office, they get the sucker for the child. So it's all over the place. And then those media is trying to, you know, give us those temptations, French fries, Wendy's ads, and all those. I don't want to take the name of one, but those fast food restaurants. One thing was really interesting that someone said that the thing which is grow in plant, eat them instead of things which are made in plant. So all those things which are, you know, in the factory, we don't have walking anymore, because in maybe 40, 50 years ago, when the people may be eating the same thing, but they were walking too much. There was the mode of transport was not there. So they're walking and they're struggling and they just burn those calories. Nowadays, we cannot burn those calories. People were not watching TV, you know. If they have to hang out or have some fun, they may be at the corner of the street with their group of friends standing and talking. So the lifestyle has changed significantly. So these things together, and then the things, depression itself causes obesity. People take it like a medicine. It's like they're, I would say, a little bit of, you know, a therapy for them to eat, and they feel better. They feel less depressed. So many things play a role, and we can do a lot of things to help it. Bring the media in. For example, anyone who die from heart disease or diabetes or stroke, the main origin is obesity. They are all hooked up with obesity. We can say that it's a pandemic, much more bigger than coronavirus, actually, because from heart disease, 650,000 people die every year.
Oh, wow.
And from diabetes, almost 90,000 people die every year. And from just cancer, 400,000 people die every year. And 40% of the cancer is linked with obesity. So if we bring that news on media that the person died from heart disease and the sole cause was obesity, probably, and then talk a little bit about that thing, maybe in the news channel or whatever, the 1 hour episode of a different films, we have like after 60 minutes a break, okay, we have to keep moving because, you know, a little five minutes workout in the middle, or maybe in the news there's a workout for just 1 minute or 2 minutes, so people know the importance of it. Many things can be done. We are trying our best. Everyone is trying our best. Hopefully we will make some difference.
Yeah, well, and I mean, with the coronavirus now, there's a lot of people working remotely and staying at home, not getting out, not getting away from your desk. I mean, it was like that before. I mean, I know I get caught up sitting at my desk, but now if you're at home, maybe you walk to the fridge and back. There isn't a lot of walking you're getting involved when you work at home.
Right. Yeah, that is not helping us either.
You did say something interesting earlier about the difference between a processed food kind of thing and something that grows in the ground. I had heard a provider say one time in a presentation of, if it didn't grow in the ground, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Did that bag of, I think she mentioned veggie straws, they didn't grow in the ground, they came in a bag.
Yes, that's true. I think the main thing which happens also are that sugar industry and flour industry, it becomes so readily and so fine, refined, available for the people to make all those things. Like whole wheat, it used to be whole wheat, I believe. It was not that refined. Everyone was eating whole wheat maybe 40, 50 years ago, but we are not eating those things anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to switch our diet to whole wheat, which is not tasty any longer, and then you definitely eat less. Mm-hmm. The things become more tastier, so you cannot stop your hand also.
Oh, yeah. So, tastier and convenience are kind of mixed in one, and cost and stuff as well. So kind of going along with that piece that we were kind of talking about, like, what would you recommend to somebody who is obese as far as like a starting point? I mean, you're here. How can you make little changes or make changes to get better?
So obesity itself is the most costly and most common and most serious disease. But unfortunately, when the person comes as a patient to you and they have obesity, we have to ask permission. We do not have to ask permission for heart disease or cholesterol or blood pressure. We tell them, okay, you have high blood pressure, take this. But here, it is a sensitive topic. So we need to ask the permission. Do you mind if I talk about overweight and obesity? You have this weight. If they give permission, if they are ready, only then we give them options to, okay, what to do next.
Okay.
So the main thing for the people is first to know what is body mass index. So it's a ratio of your height and your weight. And you can calculate your BMI, just Google BMI calculator, punch your number, and know your value. Anything below 25 is good, and above 18, because below 18 is going to be underweight. Above 25 is not good. Above 40 is serious obesity. So if you are falling in that, you know, values, then the best thing to do is to download a very good app, which is Lose It. Lose It app is really nice. It will give you calorie count, how much you need to lose weight. Then they will give you that much calories you need to be eating every day to lose that many pounds. 1.5 pound is usually a healthy weight loss every week, and you will reach that target by that time. It gives you notification also that, okay, you have to log in your lunch, your break, calories, and all those things. At the end, you will realize that those quarter cups of almonds I ate was not calorie free. I ate quite a bit of calorie in it. So you would realize that there are so many things which I'm eating and I'm not aware of it, but these are giving me calories. Mm-hmm. So basically mindfulness. Then the second thing is, if they have the temptations towards simple carbohydrates, french fries, chips, cookies, and if it is in their pantry, it's very hard to say no every time you open the pantry. It's better not to buy them. But if you have them and you don't want to throw them, then put them on top of your cabinet so that you take almost 6-7 seconds to reach there. Mm-hmm. That time is required for mindfulness, because temptation is the back of your brain, which is very fastly acting, and it's difficult to inhibit that. And mindfulness, which is our frontal brain, it takes almost 7-9 seconds to kick in. So that time when you are actually dragging the chair to get those chips from the top of the cabinet, you would say that, okay, better leave it alone. You know, you have to have those things at least 9 seconds away from you.
Okay.
That will help. So first of all, they will calculate. Then they will download the Lose It app and they log their calories. Third, they have to stay away from them, that thing, so that they don't unintentionally go ahead and grab it. And then have something, if we are sitting for a long period of time at your office and you don't have enough time for gym or anything, at least make your sitting time more like a workout. You can have under the table bike, which you can, you know, just ride when you are doing some task which does not use that much brain, because obviously you need a brain. Mm-hmm. You cannot just do two things together. And the break time, you can go outside or you take stairs instead of, mm-hmm. you know, elevators. You park your car a little far. So you're just incorporating your exercise in your daily routine. Or if you have a very favorite show you always watch, you don't escape on news, you always watch, have a stationary bike or treadmill in front of it and watch while you are walking. Mm-hmm. That way it is going to be in your routine much more easily than mm-hmm. having a separate time out for that.
Yeah, a little less of a culture shock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it really sounds like from all the things that you've just been saying, I mean, they're all like small little changes and they make a big difference if you really stick with mm-hmm. them. I know just those little kids and grabbing some of their food of, oh, I just want a few of those goldfish. And you're like, oh, they really add up if you think about what you're actually putting in your mouth and even just one.
Yeah, in fact, I tried logging my Lose It app, my calories, mm-hmm. and I always bring dry fruits for my lunch. I don't bring lunch. That's my dry fruits are my lunch, and I realized that I ate 500 calories in eating those, you know, cashew nuts uh-huh. and pistachios and almonds. I'm like, oh my God, I'm eating too much. Yeah. Yeah, so it is hard, but it's doable. Yes. And you have to think at the end that are you really, you know, obesity gives you so many diseases, like the full spectrum of disease, which include hypertension, diabetes, sleep apnea, stroke, heart diseases, gallbladder problem, liver, fatty liver, and arthritis, sleep apnea, and you name it. And all those things are taking thousands and millions of dollars of those health mm-hmm. revenues. So having this thing, when we are heading towards weight gain, we need to think about, like, should we care about that 2 inch of tongue, or should I care about that, you know, 5'7" of this body, mm-hmm. which may not be able to work at all, or my tongue may not be able to talk if I get a stroke or something. And you are going to live that life which you are meant to. You are not going to shorten your life, but how you live will be either high quality or miserable. It's our mm-hmm. choice. So,
yeah, and just listening to the list of diseases and things that can come from being obese is just scary and, you know, but preventable. Like, very preventable if you make it, if you put your mind to it, work with your provider, you know, those kind of things. It's very important.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's so interesting that when someone comes with diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, and they start losing weight, they start cutting down on their medication. The diabetes medication needs to go away. The blood pressure medication needs to go away. Their sleep apnea improved. It's so rewarding mm-hmm. losing weight that patients really love to keep working mm-hmm. on their weight eventually when they have this mindset.
Oh, yeah, definitely makes you feel better about yourself, better about how you look at things. And when you look at pictures of yourself, too, you're just like, I feel proud of myself, you know, like right. where I've come from and things like that. Right. I mean, and the health benefits are huge.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
So what resources does Riverside offer to patients who are obese?
The very good thing they have is dietitian. And the second one is their gym. They do offer seniors some discount as well. Very good atmosphere. Maybe it is difficult to get the insurance cover for the Medicaid and Medicare, but then I'm there. I counsel mm-hmm. them. I tell them what is the right food, what is the wrong food, and the constant mm-hmm. counseling helps. So those are the two things they have. And then they have everywhere, use the stairs, you know, the free exercise, get the free gym. So yeah, they are helping. And then I am the Obesity Medicine Board certified. Dr. Baig is also mm-hmm. Obesity Medicine Board certified, who is working. And even you are not certified, they are actually one of the top problem we have to work on. So if someone comes to me, have no problem, but just overweight, I do not let them go for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I bring them every 3 months because they have to work on their weight. Otherwise, they will come after 1 year having high blood pressures or diabetes or something. So it is a disease. We have to control it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, prevention is better than cure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you mentioned the diabetes center and fitness center, but our physicians are providers. You guys are a huge asset to that, just following up and having that encouragement mm-hmm. and somebody to, you know, work with you on this mm-hmm. is very important. So definitely want to check that out. So if you are a patient who is seeking to lose weight or frustrated with needing some assistance, a few ways and stuff that you can schedule these is appointment with your doctor, for sure. Call your doctor's office. If you don't have a primary care provider, call Riverside's referral line. That's 855-404-3627. You can also schedule online at riversidehealthcare.org, or if you schedule through My Riverside My Chart, we've got several convenient ways that you can get the assistance and the help that you need. So Dr. Ali, is there anything else that you wanted to add that we may have missed?
So there are not only these things, probably patient have tried all those things which I'm talking about, and they probably be feeling disappointed. That's the same thing she's talking about. Is there anything else? Yeah, there are medications. I have my own patient losing 80 pounds in 1.5 years, in 2 years on phentermine, topiramate. There is combination medication available which are very costly, but I do try them on a generic medication, giving them a small little bit of it and making a combo of them, and they lose weight significantly. Mm-hmm. So there are many other options available, and we must try. The main thing is having the mindset. If you like to lose weight and work with me, cooperate with me, I am going to definitely make you lose at least, I think, 40 pounds in 1 year or something. So that's very interesting. It's very exciting. I just was my last patient coming here. I just gave her phentermine. She actually gained. She don't want to come. She was depressed, eating too much, gained 65 pounds since last year. And she was actually advised to come for refill visit because she don't want to come. And you realize that she's depressed. She's eating too much. Yeah. So I started her on medication. I bring her and I gave her just 30 pills to make her come back so that I can watch her. I can, you know. Yeah. So it's interesting how we can change and transform with this strong mindset. And you will love it because when you control your brain and you make it what you like to do, you will feel more empowered. So you will have that strong willpower develop at the end of this session that you will be able to do many more productive work by controlling your willpower.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much for all of that valuable information. And thank you for joining me today and tuning into the Well Within Reach podcast. To learn more about today's topic, you can visit riversidehealthcare.org.